Did Joe Manganiello just call Sofia Vergara a liar? Ooh. And how did Emma Roberts keep her mom from stealing her thunder?
Plus, Bethany Frankel saw her date and said, oh, hell no. But first,
let's get this started.
Janelle Monáe recently got a new puppy, but it's not just any old regular dog. It's a cyber pup that she calls Atomics, and she's been taking him all over Europe with her while she's on tour. Now, y'all remember back in 2002 when Michael Jackson held his baby over a hotel balcony? Mm-hmm. Well, Janelle recreated it with a blanket on Atomics, dangling him from a window, y'all. She used the original audio and even put on a wig and shirt like MJ's.
Oh,
oh my God.
No.
Well, Janelle got some backlash from the people that thought that was disrespectful to the memory of Michael Jackson, so she ended up deleting it. What y'all think about this?
She was wrong for that.
Why?
Because Michael's dead. And just think about his family seeing that and remember what blanket was held.
I love Michael too, but I love Janelle Monáe, and I feel like it wasn't, she was just having fun.
People need to find other things to be like upset about. Like
right.
That, like, it was honest fun and it's a robot dog.
Right. Yeah.
This is also like one of the most like iconic moments in pop culture history from like the last, what, 30 years. So it's like, it's not like this is being negative towards Michael.
Well,
I thought it was negative.
She shouldn't have did that. I mean, nice bringing back memories when Blanket was held over the damn balcony.
Well, Blanket's fine though.
Yeah, you know, Blanket turned out okay.
All right, well, this is Emmy nominations have been announced, and among them, Quinta Brunson, Shirley Ralph, Janelle James, and Tyler James Williams all got nods for Abbott Elementary.
Nice.
But they're Caucasian co-stars. Lisa Ann Walter and Chris Perfetti did not get nominated.
Oh.
Now, I'm not saying that there's a pattern to the snubs, but that's just something that the internet pointed out. And also, a big congratulations goes out to Sofia Vergara. She was nominated for playing Colombian drug lord Griselda, making her the first Latina woman to be nominated in the category lead actress in a limited series.
Wow.
Now, do you feel like your cousins got the shaft, Tanner? Like, should Lisa Ann and Chris have been nominated?
Yeah, you know what? As the representative for the Caucasian delegation here on Dish Nation. No. I don't feel bad at all. What is it? Just because some people get nominated, some people don't, doesn't make it a race thing, I don't
think. Yes, it does. That's a race thing.
You think?
If all these Negroes up here get nominated for an award and you didn't get, how would you feel?
First off, I'm not sure that's how, hold on, let me think.
Get it together. Yeah. Script it.
What, is it the Emmys?
The Soul Train Awards.
I would feel a certain way if all, listen, there's four of us up here right now, and if all three of y'all got nominated for a Soul Train Award and I didn't, I would feel a certain way about it.
I would feel a certain way if CMT nominated us for an award and they only gave you the nom.
Right, yeah.
And, you and Andrew Freund.
Right.
He ain't even here all the time.
Right.
That's so funny.
Wow.
I'm sure they'll get over it. Okay, well, speaking of Sofia, when she and Joe Manganiello divorced after 7 years, Sofia said it was because Joe wanted kids and she didn't want any more, but Joe's coming forward and saying that is not true.
Uh-oh.
He told Men's Journal they tried for kids at first, and he recalled the discussion he and Sofia had. I said, if you're done with kids, then I understand. Just tell me, and I'll know what this is, and that's okay. But that wasn't the case with her, and I swore to her that I would never leave if it didn't work out, and I didn't. And he's talking about trying to have a kid there. Is this a good example of there's his side, her side, and then somewhere else there's the truth?
Who left? She left?
She's saying that it's because he didn't want to have kids. And right here, he's saying, no, I tried to have kids. And I told her that wasn't going to be a problem if we couldn't.
So why are you not together?
That's what we're trying to figure out.
But she should sue him. It's like making her look like she can't have kids.
Or at least doesn't want them.
Poor Sofia.
Yeah, I would try to have kids every time we had sex.
Listen, they practiced, I'm sure.
How do you practice having kids?
How do you practice?
Wait, what?
Yeah, he said
just have
practice.
A slow response
That's
time
right.
when it's time to, like, ride out.
The way you might, like...
Because when I practice, I'm not trying to have kids.
You've never... Well... Yeah, I think even...
All right, y'all. Emma Roberts' dad, Eric Roberts, recently said she forbids him to talk about her in interviews, and apparently it's kind of the same with Emma's mom, Kelly Cunningham. Mm. A few years back, Kelly spilled the beans that Emma was pregnant, so this time Emma's trying to beat Kelly to the punch. Emma announced her engagement by dropping this pic with her fiancé, Cody John, and said... putting this here before my mom tells everyone. And she's showing off her 3.5-carat diamond ring estimated to be worth $110,000. So if you were in her shoes, would you do the same thing, y'all?
I guess so, because this is like the second time we brought them up in the standpoint of like, hey, you don't talk about me, you don't talk about me.
Right.
So apparently this is like the loose lip sink ships crew.
Yeah.
And you know, and she wanted to get her narrative out there early.
Yeah, when it's your thing in life that you're celebrating, you should be the one who gets to break the news.
That's true. Mm-hmm. That's true. Mm-hmm.
But do we know her? Because who is she?
Emma Roberts? She's been on lots of TV shows.
Okay, not the ones I watch. Who is she?
Okay, that's fine.
That's because you watch Bonanza.
Yeah.
Oh, she ain't on Bonanza?
And Little House on the Prairie.
Oh,
and
shit.
Andy Griffith.
She wasn't on any episodes of Dynasty.
Oh, right. Oh, well,
or Knots Landing.
Oh, I don't know it is.
What y'all think about the price of the ring?
$110,000 is steep to be that young and you don't know how it's going to work out. But, hey, it ain't tricking if you got it.
I can't hardly see it.
I know for $110,000, honey.
You need to come to our jeweler. Me and Gary will show you where to go, girl.
Girl, yeah. She could have a big one, honey,
okay,
for that price.
All right, now, former New York housewife Bethany Frankel was just about to go on a date the other day, her first one since splitting from ex-fiancé Paul Vernon, but she backed out at the last minute. She and the date had a mutual friend, and when she spotted the guy in the street with her friend, she decided he wasn't her type.
Oh,
check it out.
Wow.
But I just saw them walking on the street. It's not, the guy's not
my
type.
Look at her cheek.
And I'm all dressed up, and I ran it to Brink because she was having dinner with my assistant, and she was like, just go. I'm like, I don't want to waste time. I'd rather be home with you.
Now, Bethany said she just didn't want to waste time, but if a guy did this, women would probably rip him to shreds,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying, for bailing on somebody at the last minute. So I feel like she's wrong. We'll say yeah.
I'm trying to follow the story. So what happened?
So she was set up to go on a date with this dude.
Mm-hmm.
And this dude was friends with a friend of hers, right? And then she saw both of these guys out on the street, including the guy she was supposed to be going on a date with. And just by seeing them, she was like, nope, I'm not going on that date.
Oh, she found that they were lovers?
Nah, they were just homies. Like, they knew each other.
That would be, like, if she found out they were together, yes, sure, she doesn't need to go on a date. They're clearly together. But it's like, just looking at the dude, she's decided that he's not her type.
That's what the grand girls do. I don't like him. Oh, look what he wears.
Because he was talking to somebody else? Does she know?
I think it was just his appearance.
Oh, wow.
And then maybe, too, like, the whole, oh, y'all are friends. Maybe you might gossip about
maybe
the relationship.
Maybe she felt like they were talking about her. Mm. Yeah, yeah.
You know, guys be pillow talking.
Yes, they do.
Yeah. Looks like she, you know, injected some negativity into his
okay.
Okay, hey, Craig, y'all, I've been hearing that y'all been cheating on us, honey, with a side piece.
Ooh,
oh, now, do you want to tell us about this new project y'all got?
No, cheating is a strong word.
The main dish is always going to be, like, main dish is where our heart is. Like,
okay.
I'm going to be with dish forever. But every now and then, you want, like, a little side dish, you know, for people who are watching.
I don't know if that's good for you.
And they, but the thing about side dish is it's live on YouTube, so people can, like, write in their comments,
nice.
We interact with them live.
So okay.
Is a side dish different from a side piece?
Well, yeah, I mean, well, similar to a side piece, sometimes the side dish will get to do all those weird, freaky things that sometimes the main dish can't necessarily do with the short, limited amount of time that we have. You know what I mean?
So if you want to see everything you can do with your side dish...
Is this like Dish After Dark?
Kinda. This is
under the guise of YouTube. That you know, like as much as you can get away with on YouTube before you get demonetized, we're taking it there.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
It's gonna be on Dish Nation's YouTube channel live at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern. So check it out and send us your comments.
Nice.
Up next, Madonna goes from material girl to secretarial girl. We'll dive right into that right after
the
break.
Right.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back!
Hey!
So, at actress Ricky Lindholm fell in love with Fred Armisen while they were both filming the show Wednesday, and it was unconventional to say the least. Ricky, who was single at the time, was expecting a baby via surrogate when she started having feelings for Fred. Oh. She told People magazine, "I was ready to date him. I didn't know what it would turn into. I thought maybe I would be a single mom with a boyfriend." Well, the baby was born a couple weeks after they started dating, and guess what?
What?
They ended up secretly getting married just 3 months later, y'all.
Oh.
So they just spilled the beans a whole 2 years later.
All right.
So she's 45 and he's 57. You think him being older kept her from being scared off by the situation?
Yeah, possibly, because like when somebody's that considerably
like,
older
what?
Than you, like, you know, you be like, hey, is he gonna be around for like the long haul? And he also has a history of dating a lot of
women.
People.
Yes.
In the past. He used to be with Natasha Lyonne.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like he's a smooth operator, he'd be moving L.
Yeah, I like it. I like the two of them together. I like, it's also, and this is, guys, I'm not even joking. I have a cousin who did this, and she legitimately was gonna have a child via surrogate and then met the man who wound up becoming her husband. So this like legitimately happens. And so I'm just happy.
Tanner, would you date somebody that's pregnant?
That's a hard one. That's a real, is it a surrogate's baby or is there a baby daddy that I'm eventually gonna find out about? You know what I'm saying?
I don't know, just pregnant, period. You find out that.
Pregnant,
all
period?
That later. Yeah.
Period, poop.
No, yeah.
Probably not.
Yeah, you don't wanna be a dad?
Not, yeah.
But your own child.
Yeah.
Right.
Don't let them bully you into this. Cause
thanks.
Here's the thing, cause when this baby comes out with a personality that you can't identify with as someone else's.
Right.
When the food is hot, you ain't gonna blow it off for the baby.
There
or maybe you decide you don't wanna buckle the car seat in good because you hate that kid. Because the kid's a jerk.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
Yeah. Okay, well, while I figure that one out, a while back we heard that Madonna's biopic wasn't happening, but it seems to be back on again, and check out how she's telling us. She's in full glam at the typewriter working on the script and playing the song Okay by JT from the City Girls with the caption, "I need a lot of bands to make this okay, story of my life." The new title seems to be Who's That Girl, which is just like her 1987 theatrical disaster, but her song with the same title was a hit. So what do you think? Do you think she's gonna get the bands that she needs to make this movie?
What bands? Like she's trying to get
money.
Like,
bands.
Oh, money.
Like bands make them dance?
Like
you never
heard
them
make the same.
Well, hell, she got money. How's she trying to talk about she needs to get bands?
That's how rich people stay rich. They spend other people's money.
That's right. That's a fact.
Yeah, she's definitely going to get what she needs to make.
She looks amazing.
She does look beautiful.
She looks
these pictures,
real good.
Everything.
She kind of looks like an alien.
Like.
But she looks really good in these photos.
These pictures are amazing.
I mean, honey. That's what money do.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But, yo, if they can unpack that in a biopic and you learn those things that you didn't learn, I think it would be dope.
Yeah.
Even if they tackle everything, all the random dudes she dated, the ups, the downs, the movies that did well, the ones that didn't do well, Dick Tracy.
Yes.
Well, up next, Britney Spears has a new beef. And you won't believe, honey, who it's with. Find out after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
You guessed it, we're back.
Hey!
All right, y'all, Billy Ray Cyrus is in the middle of a messy divorce from his estranged wife, the aptly named Fire Rose.
Yeah.
Billy Ray recently filed an emergency motion to freeze Fire Rose from using his credit cards. Since filing for a divorce, she has allegedly racked up $96,000 on his Amex, and Billy has had enough and is disputing all of those charges. Well, a judge stated that there is no legitimate reason for Fire Rose to have access to and to make any additional charges on his cards, and he has restrained her from using them effective immediately. Fire Rose said, she hit back saying that she did not make all of those transactions. So what do you guys think? Is Billy Ray trying to get some of his money back from Amex that he might have spent?
Possibly. You know, like, I'm sure she didn't trick off all $96,000 of that, but if she did, like, you know, I'm sure it'd be easy to prove. Most of these stores got cameras.
Yeah,
but Fire Rose should be able to use the cards. If she's his wife and not officially divorced, she should have access to the cards.
It's weird because I'm like, Billy Ray, come on now, like, you're the ache and break your heart guy. Like, you would have think he would have thought, like, before I put this divorce through, let me call Amex and shut that card down.
True.
Before I hit you with the papers.
Because if we estranged in a relationship, you should also be estranged from my money as well.
Yes.
Don't break my card, my achy breaky card.
Right? Yeah.
Moving on, Ozzy Osbourne has hot it with Britney Spears dancing on social media. Now, here's what he had to say when a fan asked his daughter Kelly about doing TikTok dances on a podcast.
I'm fed up with seeing poor old Britney Spears on YouTube.
Dancing.
Every
Safe, Britney.
I feel so, you know,
it's sad.
Poor little
very,
thing.
Very, very sad.
Yeah. Very
it's,
sad indeed.
It's heartbreaking.
It is.
Okay, well, so Brit responded to the family by posting a lengthy post to her IG, and just to summarize it, she said the Osbournes, wow, okay, she said the Osbournes are the most boring family known to mankind, and she told them to kindly bleep off. So guys, what do you think? Is this Kendrick and Drake 2.0? Ozzy versus Britney?
No.
If she dances to Not Like Us, you know, I think that's a subliminal, you know, like shot thrown in their direction.
Listen, Ozzy might have sang Crazy Train, but Britney Spears has been riding it for a little while. I wouldn't mess with her.
You bit the head off a bat, but did you shave your head and pull out an umbrella and attack somebody, Ozzy? I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, I'm on team Britney because, like, here's the thing. Her dancing ain't really bothering nobody. Except the people who don't like to watch people dance. You know what I mean? Like, you could just flick the thumb up and just keep going or not follow the page if you don't like what you're saying.
Gary, do you have any thoughts on this?
I just feel bad for Ozzy and his kids.
Why is that?
He cursed in front of those kids. He said the F word in front of those children.
That's the only
that's
thing
children.
We can understand.
Is that the one word?
Yeah, that's the word that stood out.
Yeah.
I couldn't understand nothing else. What did he say? Can somebody interpret?
I leaned in like it was going to help me hear it better.
Me too.
It didn't.
Are we even positive that he's talking about Britney Spears? You know,
not
like,
really.
Could he be?
I'm just listening to the sounds of the words.
Coming up, find out how Whoopi Goldberg got a stage name. That story when we come right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
And we're back!
Hey.
We may know Karen Johnson by her stage name, Whoopi Goldberg, but Whoopi was almost known by another name. Check out what her mom told her.
You're diminishing your abilities. And if you call yourself by Whoopi Cushion, people are not going to, they're not going to really appreciate what you can do.
Yeah.
And I said, oh, really? Oh, great namer of the stars? And she said, yes. I said, what name? She said, well, there's a lot of family names. We've got a lot of different people in our families. I like Goldberg.
All right.
And I said, okay, well, we'll try it.
Wow. So what y'all think about Whoopi Cushion? So I guess because it's her mom that said this, you know, she's just got to go with it. Because I'm thinking, why wouldn't she call herself a regular name? Whoopi Cushion? Whoopi Cushion? I don't know.
It wouldn't have been taken serious. Whoopi Cushion.
Whoopi Goldberg has such a unique sound to it.
It does.
Well, now that we know it's Whoopi Goldberg, yeah, but...
It's kind of like Gary with the T versus just Gary Hayes, though, you know?
Gary Hayes sounds so much better and so much prestigious.
Like, could Whoopi Cushion have made it to The View?
No, honey. Ms. Definitely Wallace not. Would have never had her. No.
Yeah. Maybe The Talk. But not The View.
I think she could have, with as many accolades and as well as she has done with her career, I think she would have made it.
But like they said, what's in a name? That right there.
At the end of the day, day's gonna end.
Well, that's all the time we have for today, y'all. So see you next time. Bye.
Hey,
bye. Bye.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.